With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump is hosting Ukrainian President Zelensky today in Florida for talks on a peace plan with Russia. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The Ukrainian president says the 20-point peace plan under discussion is about 90% ready and that the two leaders will talk about security guarantees for Ukraine, an economic agreement, and territorial issues. Negotiators have been reporting steady progress in recent weeks as they seek an end to Russia's nearly four-year war against Ukraine.
Ukrainian President Zelensky on Saturday confirmed that Canada will give his country a new assistance package after he spoke with European leaders amid peace talks. Bernie Bennett has this report.
Zelensky stopped in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and thanked Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney for joining him in, quote, speaking with our friends in Europe about bringing the war between Ukraine and Russia to an end. Carney told reporters that, quote, a just and lasting peace needs a willing Russia. He condemned Russia's strikes on Kyiv on Saturday, which killed at least one person and left over 20 people hurt. Carney announced a further, quote, $2.5 billion worth of economic assistance that helps unlock financing from the IMF, World Bank, and the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
France, Germany, the European Union, and the United Kingdom are hitting out at a U.S. decision to impose travel bans on five Europeans the Trump administration accuses of pressuring tech firms to censor or suppress American views. The EU's executive branch, the European Commission, which supervises tech regulation in Europe, is warning that it will take action against any unjustified measures. Google's corporate parent on Monday announced an agreement to buy data center energy specialist Intersect for $4.75 billion. This is SRN News. A look at America's religiously unaffiliated. Correspondent Michael Harrington has this report.
The Pew Research Center has been asking the 29% of America's population that is atheist, agnostic, or followers of no particular faith how they were raised. And the report finds about two-thirds of them were raised in some kind of religious tradition, mostly Protestant Christianity. Only one-third were raised by parents who were religiously unaffiliated. That means a lot of these people had some experience with faith early in life. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Toronto man has been arrested on charges of planning attacks on Jewish people and is also facing charges for two failed kidnappings of women. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police have arrested Waleed Khan for providing property and social media accounts knowing they would be used by ISIS. Khan and two other men have also been arrested for offenses targeting women and members of the Jewish community. This is SRN News. They've gone hog wild.
In Mississippi, wild hogs create about $70 million in damage every year between eating crops and damaging property. Farmers, researchers, the state and federal government are trying to fight the infestation, but it's a never-ending battle. Farmer John Parker Campbell and his father use traps and have electric fencing around their property. The fencing is effective, but it's an expensive initial investment and costs thousands of dollars each year to maintain. Over the past four decades, the wild hog population has spread from 17 states to 35. Keith Peters, Washington.
The New York City transit system is retiring the MetroCard after more than 30 years. The gold and blue swipeable card was introduced in 1994 to replace the subway token, which had been used for half a century. The last sales and refills on MetroCards will be December 31st. More details at srnnews.com.